Welcome back to part two of episode 10 of Love Everyone Equally.
So I got a question. Should parents be cautious of what they post on social media?
Absolutely. 100%.
Everybody, parents, children, everybody should be cautious of what they post. Yeah. The only people that aren't cautious of what they post are the news media. They're not cautious. They post
parents that don't have kids. I think I talked about that in the podcast before. I was looking at this transgender performer. This was something else.
Oh, okay.
His name is Flame Monroe. And he brought up an interesting point. He said that even though he's transgender, he doesn't try to force his belief or his lifestyle on someone. People. And how he doesn't agree with the school system and the government, bringing it to the schools with young kids. And he was just saying that when you see a lot of these individuals that lives that lifestyle, they are so adamant of they're trying to force, or you're going to accept them for who they are. You're going to accept their pronouns or their beliefs or their feelings, because a lot of them, they don't have kids. So for them, going to the school to teach kids and, having books in the school, talking about sexual orientation or just, pretty much porn in a sense, they don't have kids. So the morals are not there. So once you have children, you start to look at life differently. You see life differently because it's like, okay, what do I want my kids to be exposed to? What do I want to teach them? And it's like we're so disconnected, because of social media. It's like there's no empathy. It's no communication. Like I've noticed that a lot of kids, they don't know how to communicate. Like,
especially if they're having, I went through a situation not too long ago where a young person came to me and told me that they thought they were interested in the same sex. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I said, that's fine. Be interested in the same sex. And maybe it's a curious thing. Maybe you are gay. You don't know.
That's your path.
First of all, you're not really old enough to really happen to be worried about that.
Yeah.
At 12, almost 12 years old.
No.
Second of all, then when I took this person and we kind of went out, and it's a family member, went out and stuff, all I noticed is that all that they wanted to do was just buy stuff that was rainbow and say, I'm a lesbian, mm-hmm. which is fine. Yeah. If you are, I have cousins support. That are married, that have two kids that they adopted. Like, I have no problem with that. That's your choice. Just because this is my choice, that's my choice.
Yes.
My problem with everything is that why, if you don't want to be looked at differently, are you labeling yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when she...
That's a good point.
When she went out and all she wanted to do was buy rainbow earrings and rainbow shirt and everything like that, that day I didn't think... I was bothered by it, but I wasn't really sure why I was so bothered by it. So a little while went by, and a couple weeks later, we went out again and went shopping. And I said, I'm really looking for this shirt I've been trying to find. And she's like, because it was the same thing. I just want rainbows, everything. And I said, oh, I know what I'm looking for, but I can't find it. And she's like, well, what are you looking for? And I said, I'm looking for a shirt that says, that's just black and white, and says that I'm straight. Mm-hmm. Because if you got to advertise, maybe I should too.
Yeah.
I don't want someone to get the wrong opinion.
Yeah, that's funny.
And she's like, what? No, mm-hmm. You don't have to do that. People won't ask you. But if you don't want to be labeled as something, why are you putting yourself out there? I don't care who you're with. I don't care what color they are. I don't care what the religion they are. I don't care if you're happy with it and that person, whomever you end up being with,
that's who you
treats
have to deal with.
You good. That's the only thing that matters to me.
Because if they don't,
we're going to have problems.
Yeah.
But the thing is that if you don't want to be labeled, why are you putting yourself out there to be labeled?
Yeah.
You know?
It's
It doesn't make any sense. Like, I don't care if you're transgender. I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're straight. I don't care if you're non-binary. I don't care. But these people coming out here saying, I relate to a four-year-old. So if you're, you know, 50 years old and you want to relate to being like a four-year-old, you're allowed to. That's called mental health.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. That's mental health. Then you maybe need to get help, because if you're looking at little kids as a grown man, that's mental health. That's not has nothing to do with gender identity or, you know, anything. But don't put yourself out there to be labeled and then be like, it's hate coming back. You know, people are allowed to have their opinions, just like they could have their opinions about what I'm saying right now. You know, and I don't discriminate as far as any of that goes, but, you know, I've been told that I have been. So people can say what they want, and their opinion, because they don't know me. They never took the time to get educated about me. It's okay, though. Even with who, you know, the person that I was with and stuff, saying she thought she was a lesbian. You know, then it comes out a couple months later that she's like, well, I'm not. And some girl at school keeps calling me this now because you put yourself out there as that. Yes. And now 6 months, 8 months later, when you realize that you actually aren't.
That was a phase.
And some people it is a phase and some people it's not. You know, my cousin's been married to a girl for several years and they have two beautiful kids together and live happy and they have a great life. I'm nothing but happy for her. You found the love of your life. You guys live a happy life. You're raising two beautiful kids together. Mm-hmm. Like, that's wonderful. You know, you can't want something more for somebody than what they have.
Yeah.
But when their kids are confused, this whole pushing them one way or the other, or taking books out and putting books in.
Like, hurry up and make your mind. You're 12 years old, hurry up, make your mind, which is sexuality. You need,
that's the pressure, too. That's crazy, that's what called depression.
Well, and this is our middle school.
It's like they put so much pressure on their selves to make a decision of their for the rest of their lives,
right.
And they feel that, and it's like they get synced into that. It's like, it's sad to me, because, you know, I had one of my cousins, she came to me and she was like, I'm gay, and this was 4 years ago. And then I asked her just like 6 months ago, like, you still gay? And she was like, no, like, that was so it's yeah you got people though, like, you know, somebody say that they're gay, you know, they hurry up and rush them into that lane.
Right.
They don't let them grow.
It's not
grow.
A curiosity thing, or like, maybe I'm just, I like girls and I think girls are pretty and I like guys and I think guys are handsome, so I'm unsure.
Right.
That's okay.
That's okay.
It's okay.
It's
there's nothing wrong, you know, and, you know, well, then it's, well, one, you know, I've had other people who are like, well, this girl kissed me and you know, well, you, just because you kissed a girl doesn't make nothing. You that.
Yeah.
Just because you kiss two boys kiss or they share something that, you know, that's between them. It's okay. It doesn't make you one way, but you don't have to label yourself either.
No.
You don't have to say I'm gay or I'm straight or I'm this or I'm that. That's your choice to put yourself out there like that. But when you do put yourself out there like that in society, then don't expect people not to judge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think society's put a decision out there that was never
you
out there before.
You have to have a decision. Yes. Like, you can't be younger, one way or the other. The you can't be
there was no decision. We had. We could concentrate on other things like growing up and living, you know, living life, playing with our friends and sports and all that stuff. We could concentrate on that. Now it's like, well, you have to establish your sexuality. You're 4 years old, so you got to figure it out now.
Well, and it's not even that. This is the rest of life you're committed to this here. You can't say it's a he or she.
It's insane.
We're only distinguishing a boy from a girl because of their body parts. That's what makes a boy a boy, and that's what makes a girl a girl.
That's
the only thing that we're saying is that I would like my daughter, you know, there's been a lot of stuff on social media, but I got news. If I walk into a bathroom and I'm in a woman's bathroom and I see a man with his penis out, I'm going to say something. Yes. You need to get the hell out of this bathroom. I don't care if you're dressed like a woman
or
a man.
That's what's blowing me though.
Yeah.
It's like
if you're in the bathroom using a restroom like a lady, use the restroom like a lady and go on out and go about your business. I have no problem with you being in there to go to the bathroom.
Don't force the situation. My thing is if you had everything done and all the work done, you a woman, that's fine. You a woman. But just because you got some boobs, but you still got the penis inside, so, I don't think you should be in the woman's bathroom.
Go in the men's bathroom, ain't nobody can mess with you in there. They're cause any problems. Yes. Don't worry about it.
Well, my biggest thing is this. Like, oh, I'm a woman. So a pervert can get dressed up as a woman and go into a bathroom and rape somebody. 100%. Or take advantage of that situation. Yeah.
And
so,
that has happened.
Yeah. It is. And
what if you were an athlete that practiced and practiced and practiced your entire life, you know, from a kid all the way on, and you're going to the Olympics, and then you get beat by a dude that's...
Then you change to a woman. That changed to a woman. All the women.
And yeah, that's no. So you were born with more muscles and different body parts and a different structure from the get-go. That's what made a dinosaur a dinosaur. That's what made a bird a bird. But you don't say, we are not going to deny, you know, all birds are the same now. Yeah, but
that's
they're
what's
not.
Making, that's what's making our... This conversation is what's driving our young people crazy, because they get caught up in all that when we're not trying, right? We're not trying to force no one into this. But if you a woman and you're playing a woman's sport, a dude that want to be a woman or has a sex change shouldn't be able to switch over because of the simple fact
that they want to win.
Yeah.
And take away everything you've practiced.
I mean, we have the same thing when it comes to unified sports. Mm-hmm. Okay. Can a kid that has an IEP, okay, that's a complete athlete, run against someone that's in a wheelchair or someone that's got an actual disability?
Yes.
You know, just because you have a cognitive disability and stuff, there's a fine lines between it, because we know certain schools that turn around and use their athletes, or because they have an IEP, as a advantage to go to state all the time.
Yes.
And it's really... But you look at their team and you go, I don't see one person with a disability. Or how about half the athletes?
Dyslexic, and he's just and so now he's running
against
a
kid that has, you know, an actual disability, and that kid doesn't care. See, that's the difference. The kid that's been doing that sport the whole time with a disability doesn't care if they win or lose. Mm-hmm. They're just glad they got to participate. And then you've got these other kids that are taking advantage of that and running against somebody and using it to their advantage. And it's sickening. I mean, I don't deal with like the whole like gender or whatever. There's a lot of kids that, you know, going into schools and stuff, that it's whatever they want.
Yeah.
You know?
But if someone changes their name and they want to legally do it and stuff, and it's something they believe in, so be it. But when it comes to certain things, it's not okay. Yeah. It's not okay for, you know, me to put on a, you know, I'm capable of running a mile in 6 minutes, mm-hmm. you know. It's not okay for me to put on a thing because I have a reading disability and say, oh, well, guess what? I'm going to run against this other kid that has a disability, or this other kid. That's the same thing when it goes to, I feel like when you have transgender and differences and stuff like that, it's okay if you want to be that.
It's okay.
It's okay. But what it's not okay with is saying that when you were built with these extra muscles that these girls were not built with, mm-hmm. you were built with these extra chromosomes that these girls were not built at, when it's a proven fact that boys' muscular systems are completely totally different than the girls, how is that a fair advantage?
It's not.
You know,
I just find it so crazy that, you know, the people that have that's bisexual or transgender or gay, that they feel like they shouldn't be discriminated against, but me being a heterosexual woman, if I'm like questioning or confused about their lifestyle, they discriminate against you for not accepting their lifestyle. And it's just like, no, it's not that I don't accept it. I'm trying to understand it. And if I'll just do this, I'll just tell a story. I don't know if he wants me to tell, but I know Isaiah was saying that he accidentally called a friend of his. He's been going to school with this, girl since middle school. Now she, you know, she transitioned to be a guy, and he accidentally, you know, referred to her as her. I mean, haven't had any sex change or anything, and you know, everybody's like, oh, you're discriminated against or you're transphobic. And he was just like,
so now he's been called transphobic.
Yeah, it was like, it was just that's the thing.
Right.
He's like, but, I respect her personal preference. It was, he just said it was a slip.
You don't, as a female, go, if someone accidentally called you guy, would you, you know, if you come in a hoodie and a beanie on, would you go
outraged?
Oh, yeah. Right? That's like, you know, when someone, that's like the same thing as going into a bar and getting carded. Okay? You're like, I'm 40 years old. Why the heck you card me? You know,
I'm happy. Like, oh, right. Wow, yeah. You look young.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You know, but that's the thing of communication and like acceptance. Like, and I've dealt with the same situation, so he's not alone.
Yes.
You know, as far as that, especially when you grow up, because a perfect example is this. Someone was in a store and got upset at a little girl that walked up to someone and said she was beautiful, even though she was transitioning to be a man. And this person got so irate and said, I'm a boy. And she goes, no, you're not. You're a girl. I know.
Yes.
And the little girl thought that the guy was trying to trick her into seeing something that she
didn't
could see.
Yeah.
So if you look or want to be somebody, it's okay.
Yeah.
But don't fault other people because they don't see what you see. It's like being mean to somebody. Nobody's trying to hurt your feelings. Especially little kids.
For not accepting you when you don't even really accept you.
Yeah, because I saw on the post, Instagram post, and this transgender, it was he looks like a man. So the cashier was like, I'm sorry, sir. And he was like, how dare you? I'm a woman. He had a full beard and everything.
Yes.
And he was like, well, I'm sorry. You look like a man. So it just came out as, sir, I'm a woman and how dare you?
Right.
And step outside and we can handle it. And he was like, well, if you're a woman, you shouldn't be,
you
know,
women.
Yes. And then when one of the customers that was a lady said something like it was a mistake. He's like, you shut up. I'm more woman than you. You this. I mean, it was just
sad.
Crazy.
Sad because, well, the thing that gets me is that I'm sad for that person because
to have Alicia.
So much hate like you can be whatever you want. Like it doesn't bother me and there's no judgment. It just, if I'm raised to think something or I'm raised to believe in something, that's what I believe.
Yeah.
And I don't believe that I judge people based on who they're with or what the color of their skin is or the religion that they want to be. That's fine. I don't care what you want to do. You don't have to put it out there for everybody to be. But to be so angry at a little kid, like, why would you be so angry? They don't know anything any better. And whatever happened to a symbol, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that, you know, you wanted to be called a man or woman, or hey,
but
an apology to just say,
just
to say it's okay and I'm sorry. Like there is a time in life where we can all admit that we are absent-minded or we've done something wrong or, you know, or someone's been hurt by something we said. That's the whole freedom of speech.
Yes.
And it doesn't make it, you know, what I say doesn't mean anything to them if they don't want to listen to it. If you don't like it, you don't have to partake in it, you know? And there's all kinds of things that are positive out there. There are good people that make mistakes.
Yeah.
Yes. Very good people to make.
It's just like,
Your energy, I feel, is your energy, regardless of what it is. If your energy is, you feel that the world should be all green and whatever, that's your feeling. I can't dictate to you that, no, it's not. It's not that way. That ain't my position.
Right,
that's
right.
Your energy. You keep your energy. I can't destroy what you feel because that's what gets you through each day. So,
but the hate
you
and
cannot,
the stigmatism around it is what has gotten, I believe, people
blurred.
To.
Yeah.
It's very blurred. Like, it's okay to, what happened to saying, okay, so just say, for instance, I want to transition to being a man. Now, I'm, but if I did, my position on it, if someone said.
Transition to being a divorcee.
Yeah.
That's true, too. But my position on that would be to be like, you know, if someone came up to me and I was in the middle of transition, would to be like, oh, I'm sorry, but my name is actually so-and-so. I'm actually a guy. Sorry, you must have mistaken me. Like, I would rather take the upside of the approach to, like, hey, like, you know, maybe you didn't realize I was a guy.
Yeah.
You know, yes. Like, I just have very feminine features. Yes. Or, you know, like, that communication could be a huge...
sorry. I wish they could see
Justin's face. It's hilarious.
Priceless.
It's hilarious.
That communication could be, like, could be the difference in making that person go home and be... Because that person is going to now go home and be upset... Versus, like, you could have fixed this problem with just a few words.
Yeah.
I think you're seeing the sample size that the media puts out there is mm-hmm. not really what the majority of the people are like.
So yeah.
It's just, they like, oh, look at, you know, this person is flipping out on this person at the store here. And it's like, that's not what everybody's really like.
Yeah.
Well, some are some normal
people.
Yeah.
They're against transgender.
Yeah.
Transgender. 90%
of us don't care. It's just, you be you. That's fine. Go.
So your position is that social, like, the news and the way it's pushing things is making it bigger than what
really
majority
is.
Of people even thinking.
It's another TV show. Yeah. That's just not real life. Right. I mean, there's real stuff in there for sure, 100%. Yeah. But the majority of it is just sensationalized just to get people.
Reaction.
It's like a TV show. They want people tuning into the news.
I agree with that.
It's an agenda for sure.
That.
To divide everybody.
Yeah.
It's like
us against them. And it's like, no, we're all, at the end of the day, we're all humans. We all bleed. We all have to go to the bathroom. We all put our pants on one leg at a time, or our underwear, whatever. Mm-hmm. We're all human. We're all in this together. But whatever agenda they're trying to push, it's like, oh, it's the heterosexual.
Well,
or
like, let me become the first something.
Yeah.
What is the first thing that I can do or break a world Guinness book of record? You know,
I'm gonna become the first female tree or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
crazy.
The tree. Here's your check. Here's your money.
Yeah.
You're like rich
She's
now.
Yeah,
look at
first.
You.
But then that's
oh, you don't do identify as
that
anymore.
Yeah.
You got your money now, so you're good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's controversy. It's debate. It's all about, you know.
90% of us are just normal people just getting through their day.
Right, but that's the thing a lot of colleges focus on is like, how are you different from every other student here? They want to know how you're different from every other student here. How are you going to make our school great, you know?
Yeah.
It's really not about, like,
going to work, paying taxes, and just living a regular life and raising good kids and being around good people. Surround yourself with the good people that you want to be around.
Yeah.
And, you know, if somebody's rubbing you the wrong way, just step back a little while and
move forward.
You know, move forward. And if that person's in your life, you know, you try it again a little bit later, and then you come back and maybe you know
get a result.
You can learn how to coexist, you know, with that person if they're in your family and they rub you the wrong way. You don't want to be around them, but you just keep moving forward. That's the main thing. Just keep moving forward.
I do. Just deal with people in increments.
Yeah.
I deal with people in increments. When I want to deal with you, I deal with you. When I don't, I just keep my distance.
Yeah. I got to
step back, take a breath.
Yeah.
I got to bring up this subject. It relates to the beginning question of me being wrong as a parent. My mother, I got a adopted brother. He's my brother, but my mother been having him since he was three. He's paralyzed from the neck down. Can't speak, can't talk.
Yeah, he's an invalid.
Yeah. So when we first got him, I was so angry. I was so angry as a youngster growing up, watching him not able to move and, you know, not talk and not speak. I disliked his mother because, you know, I heard that, you know, she allowed, he was sick and she allowed it to get to his brain. I forget the name of what it's called, but it gets to his brain and it caused him to be paralyzed because he got so sick or whatever.
It was stoppable.
If you got him treated for
meningitis.
And I was angry with his mom as a kid, and like as a teen, I just disliked her. So
she came around
when I was probably 15. He was in the hospital. He was real sick. My mom took him to the hospital, and my mom there every day, and she came. She finally came, and my mama is the type, she let her in or whatever like that. And she was there, and it drove me crazy, Kelly. I was like, you the reason, like, you know, me not processing everything well, you know. And like years passed or whatever, she came over or whatever. But all the time when I'm around my brother, I always felt sad because of his situation. And you could say I treated him different because he was in that situation. Elijah, from the time he was born to he left, treated him like he was part of us. And he is. But Elijah didn't hold nothing. Like, I can walk in the house sometimes and I won't say, hey, Walter. Elijah would make it his business to go into that room and talk to Walter and stuff. And one day he was like, Dad, why you never say hi to Walter when you come in the house? And I'm not noticing it. And I'm like, you know, whatever, Elijah, you know what I'm saying? And then one day he asked me, he's like, no, seriously, like, why you never really speak to Walter? I said, I don't even notice it, Elijah. Like, if I'm doing it, it's self-conscious. And he's like, you never really speak to him. And I was like, damn. Like, you know, it made me step back. And like, damn, like,
Does he respond? Or can he...
No, it's that's why it goes unnoticed for me because he doesn't respond. He'll turn his neck or whatever. He used to, not more of this.
Yeah, fling his arms.
Yeah. No, it's just his neck. So it's like Elijah would always make his business to go in the room every time he come in there. And me looking back at it, like when he confronted me about it and everything, I was like, damn, my kid's
teaching you.
I don't say nothing to him and stuff like that. And it just like I was looking at Walter yesterday and I could tell he knows. And, you know, it just made me think about it.
Yeah.
Did you speak to him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
Okay. I spoke to him.
You could speak to him like you would be speaking to.
But that's that's the thing of kids seeing us for who we are.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Us being okay to say, you know what, I make a mistake. Maybe, you know, I'm not looking at or involving myself as I should with the day-to-day life because we get so busy. Yeah. You know, you've been worried, you know, when you're raised around that too, it's and I know because my sister has one son that had a lot of physical needs, a lot of juvenile diabetes, you know, scoliosis, all kinds of things, allergic to everything under the sun, like, you know, and the other kids felt like not pushed away, but just like he was always the important kid and always the focus. And the one with the special needs or the disability is always going to be that way.
Yeah.
So the other kids tend to push themselves away from that because he gets enough attention from mom and dad.
Yeah.
A resentment towards him. But as they've gotten older, they all realize that he needed that, you know?
Yeah.
And so like, but as a kid, you don't see that.
You don't see
it. As a kid, you're hurt by it. As a kid, that can make some kids that go through depression, very depressed.
Mm. As a kid, you want all the attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, or especially when there's big families and there's, you know, someone that's got mental health, you know, I was just reading not too long ago, a book about, or not a book, an article about a kid that was depressed and how, you know, going in and saying, you know, dealing with someone that has disabilities, they're always focused on that person. And the person that's got the depression doesn't get the help that they need because the person with the disability that's physical, you can see that disability.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you can fix it. Depression, you can't see, so you don't know. And if you're so focused on one kid's mental health, the other kid falls by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay. It's okay that for that moment in time you fell by the wayside. You have to learn to pick it up. If you teach your kids those coping skills, though, they will. You know, you suffer from a mental disability. Your kid probably does, too.
Yeah.
Just because it hasn't come to the surface yet doesn't mean it won't.
It won't.
You know, just because you have something doesn't know. But the one thing is that if you know you have it, there is help, even if it's from the parent, even if it's from a neighbor, even if it's, you know, walking or doing this or that, you know, like walking by yourself can be very rejuvenating, you know, and not being afraid, you know, to admit when you're wrong and you have a problem. I have problems. He has problems. We all have problems, you know, but we have them at different times in our lives, you know.
A lot of people say, you know, they say like, we're raising kids. You're raising adults.
Yes.
You know, you're raising future adults. So,
yeah.
You know, if you give them the right tools, like you obviously gave him the right tools, so he would come in there and he'd say hi every day. You know, yeah. That was something. And then when you got older, you kind of forgot about it, mm-hmm. and then he reminded you of it. So
yeah.
You know, good people make good people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I got to it, that, you know, that anyone can make mistakes and be corrective of the mistake that you're making. And everyone's not right in every situation. And sometimes you got to take your step back and look at the whole picture. You might be going through depression. You know, I know my wife is. I know she has her issues with Eli not being here anymore. And we was just driving in the car the other day, and the windshield wiper started going. And it was old school. We was listening to old school. But what was the song? It was Missing You.
Yeah. It was by Teddy Pendergrass and the Blues.
It was Missing You. And it's like the back windshield wiper was going by itself. Like, I didn't have it on or nothing. Yeah, it was just swinging. And it got me emotional because I'm like, she's like, I think Elijah's talking to us.
Yeah.
And as soon as she said it again,
it went off again.
And I'm like, this is weird. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Now you have lost your mind.
Yeah. And it's like, it's
that's
just
okay
like,
too.
Yeah.
I had said, Gene, don't think I'm crazy. But I had said, good morning, Elijah. I'm sorry. I didn't say good morning to you, because I always try to say good morning every morning to let him know that even though he's not physically here, I know he's here.
Spiritual.
And I didn't say good morning, and we had Truth with us. So I know he was like, oh, okay, so you got Truth. Now you're forgetting about me. Let me remind you I'm still here. So,
yeah,
I know Eugene was really emotional. He was, you know, was like, this is...
weird.
So weird,
yeah.
But you know.
Well, one of the things that you had said earlier is that, you know, trying to find that little piece of you that goes, like, try to find that one thing, that one memory, you know, like how you just shared with us, that one moment that goes, I know what I did in the past may not always have been right,
yeah,
but that's what was right. That's the feeling that you should bring yourself back to whenever you get upset or hurt, or the feeling of like, look, it's okay. We've made mistakes as parents.
Yeah.
There's no book, because God knows we'd be experts at it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But we're not. So,
because I sure write a book about it.
Yeah.
I was actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing, sharing. I know Justin and I are glad that we, you know, have all gotten together, and I wish that this would have happened long before now. You know, because there's a lot of good things that, like, you know, so many conversations that we've all had that still haven't been brought up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things I think about, I was literally painting the ceiling. I think it was 2 days ago. I couldn't tell you. I've been painting so much. And like, I literally started crying. Lily, like, why are you crying, Ma? I said, because I just started thinking about things this summer and like what the plans are and stuff. And then it brought me back to like, you know, the open house and all that. And like, you know, just a lot of conversations that we had before that. And mm-hmm. It was like never knowing what tomorrow brings. Like, it's, those are the things that I can look back and I can cry about them, and I can be happy at the same time and go, you know what? It's okay though. It's, mm-hmm. it's an emotional release. It's something that one day, like if you believe in God, we'll all be there together one day. So it's just time, and time is the hardest thing to pass.
Yeah.
You know, it's the hardest thing to move through, but you know, do something nice for somebody, you know, try to make someone else smile, or, you know, be mean, make somebody else cry.
Just
try to find that peace with yourself, and knowing that one day, you know, everything will be okay, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot more than just the one kid you still got that still needs you.
Isaiah.
Yeah, and there's a lot more people that still need you.
Yeah.
You know.
Jacob.
Yeah. Lily.
Lily.
You know, you don't know. Something could happen to us tomorrow. You'll have all the kids with you.
You know what's so funny? I'm on. We should have wrapped this up. But what's so funny to me is that how Lily and Elijah used to talk on the phone. And how he made it his mission to get Jacob. It was his mission. It was funny. It was funny. Because I remember being on the game.
Phone tag with those two.
Yes. I remember being on the game and stuff. And this is right when he hooked them up. And, you know, I don't think Jacob wanted me to tell a story, but it's hilarious to me.
Don't tell it.
He used to the pizza man is at the door. And I'm like, the pizza man? Like, this is a code between him and Aaron and Elijah. And I don't know who the hell the pizza man is. And I'm like, it was driving me crazy, though. Like after the third time we on the game together, I'm like, I had to come here. And, you know, I go there. And I was like, who the hell is the pizza man? He's like, Lily. I'm like, why the fuck are we calling Lily the pizza man? What's the code to this? Like, and he's like, oh, this is just a thing we all do and stuff like that. And I'm like, why? And he's like, and I don't know if it was Jacob was doing that because he was at home and he didn't want everyone in the house to know. Like, oh, I got a potential girlfriend or something like that. Because he didn't want to get the shit from his brothers, what I'm saying? So,
he did anyway.
Yeah, he got it anyway. But it was just, after I just found out about it, every time I heard it, I would die laughing. And I remember when I first met Lily, I was like, oh, the pizza man. And she looked at me like, who the fuck is the pizza man? And I'm like, oh, she doesn't know this yet. Okay, got it. So it was always
fun. But that's the things that we as adults look back at and we enjoy.
Yeah.
The kids need to find those things, whoever you're with, whatever is going on, those happy moments to make a joke out of things, to laugh because it's so not
to help get through a hard time.
Yes.
You know, you're going through college or you're going through high school, find a friend to laugh at, find someone to talk to.
Yeah.
If that person doesn't talk to you, there's 10 more people waiting in line to talk to somebody. 100%. Like, you know, find good Move friends, forward. You know.
Don't get caught up in it. Let go and live.
Yeah.
Keep moving forward.
All right. You wanna wrap it up, Delta?
Sure. Why not? So again, we want to thank Kelly and Justin for stopping by and having a candid conversation with us regarding parenting, mental health,
a little bit of everything.
That's what it takes to get through life. A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
And we hope
not too much of something, but just a little bit of everything.
Yes.
And we hope that y'all will come again and, you know, be on the show.
Our pleasure.
And
it was enjoyable.
It was. And again, I want to leave a positive message that if you're struggling with any type of mental issues or emotional issues, to seek help, talk to someone.
There's someone out there.
Yeah. Oh, and know that it's not the end and that
you're not alone.
Yeah, and you know, it's good people out there. So you just have to be willing to put yourself out there and open up.
Yeah.
And have a blessed day and talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
All right.